I pulled the one aside. And I was like, hey, she brought home really shitty grades.
Mm-hmm.
Do something about it. She looks at me. Okay, cool.
Was this after she was lollygagging and dancing around?
No, this was immediately as soon as we walked in. Because you know how last week she was just, you know, not doing what she was supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I grabbed the coach, told her what was going on. So she went in and she was, you know, doing her lollygagging thing again a little bit.
No lollygagging. Don't you fiddle with any locks around here.
But, so I see her doing the same thing. And she looked, Nat looked up at me at one point. I don't know, caught me watching her.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave her the mom look and the finger. And I'm like, don't you do that! You know, the waggy.
You gave her the mom look and the finger? You're gonna fucking...
the leg finger.
You're gonna fucking clarify that? Oh, I just give my child the fucking Bert. Yeah, fucking no, perform Bert. Better.
No, you know how moms wag their hands?
Yeah.
You know? The mom look! Stop fucking around. Mm-hmm. With the gritted teeth and everything.
Yeah, the eyeballs and shit. Eyeballs click, ears pop.
Well, then later on, the coach pulled her aside and they were chilling on the mats and stuff, and I could see it was, you know, a conversation. I don't know if she had done something or not. So the break happens and the head coach comes out, and you know, we got to talking about the classes and stuff for summertime, and she goes, what's this about her grades?
Was she just blowing her up on the fucking spot in front of everybody?
No.
Oh, okay.
She came to me because the other coach told her.
Oh.
So she came to me. So what's going on with her grades? Like, and I'm like, I don't know. You know, we went from a straight A student to she is now getting D's and C's. And she's like, are you freaking kidding me right now?
Wait, D's and what?
She's.
D's and cheese.
D's and cheese. D's nuts. No. She's like, what's going on? I'm like, I don't know. And I'm like, you know, she's screwing around here too. She's like, yeah, I've noticed that a couple times. She's like, don't worry, you know, we'll stay on her. I'm like, look, I'm not one of the parents who complains about you being hard on my kid.
Yeah.
If she's out of line, you jump her ass. You know, you step up, you tell her to knock it off and get her back in line. She's like, okay, cool. So from here on out, it's no screwing around. You know, and after class, the secondary coach came over and was like, to me and Nat, and she's like, so, you need to tell your mom what we discussed in class?
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, what's up? And she looked at Nat, and Nat, you know how she gets, puts on the spot. She's like me, and she's like,
mm-hmm.
So she's like, okay, let's go over again. She's like, well, you know, in school, if you're having a rough time, you handle it like you do here at gymnastics. You ask for a spot. You ask for help.
Yeah.
If something is getting tough on you, you ask for help. If you don't know what to do, you ask for help. You know, she's like, you can't be screwing around. You got to take this stuff seriously. So, I mean, the coaches are at least backing me up. You know, they're very good coaches. You know, which is nice, because they, you know, because the head coach told her flat out, you know, if you don't pull your grades up, I'm not going to allow you back to class.
No.
So, you know, the coaches there care, and they know that school comes first over the sports.
Yeah.
So.
I don't agree.
Which is, you know, it's nice, and I hate to have to be that mom of, you know, you don't pull your grades up, I'm pulling your sport, but... You know, if it means she's going to do what she's got to do, then fine.
True.
I just, you know, but it's hard though when the one grade is math. You know, she's second grade and they're making them learn division and multiplication.
That's, when do you remember learning that? Third, fourth grade?
I know fractions we started in second grade because we learned it with goldfish. I remember that one.
Did we go to second grade together?
Yes, we did.
Why do I not remember? Okay, I don't really remember second grade at all.
It's food. I remember.
Who the fuck? Who was the second grade teacher?
Mrs. Price.
No, she was... No, because you're right, Mrs. Bo. Yeah. Bo. Who is the third grade teacher? Started with an F, didn't it?
Fenner.
There it is.
Bowen was our teacher's aide in second grade.
Yes.
She's the one who nailed me for not completing my homework and then lying and saying I had finished my work so I could go out and play. She's the one who got me sent to the principal's office.
And kissing the boys.
No. Totally not.
Who's boys still had cooties. Fourth grade?
I don't know. I was homeschooled.
Oh, you're right. Year. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Because then fourth and fifth.
First grade was Long. Second grade was Price. Third grade was Fenner. I don't know fourth grade.
I don't remember.
In fifth grade, I went to a different school.
Fifth, I don't remember. Sixth was Mr. Tischer. I remember that. And then obviously seventh was just an amalgamation of fucking people.
I was going to say ninth, I only know... Gosh.
Fourth grade, what was that? Like 90, that was like 93, 94 time frame for us.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Third grade was when we started learning our multiplication towards the end. But fourth grade was really when you... really learned your multiplication, your division. That's when division really came in, was fourth. Multiplication started in third.
I don't remember fourth or fifth grade at all.
But, you know, they're throwing fractions and is multiplication, this, division on a second grader.
Is this because of...
It's Common Core.
Whatever the fuck it is?
Yep, it's the Common Core.
It's fucking horrible.
So, you know, you're throwing this stuff at kids. And the semester of school...
God, sorry.
Yeah, it's the last semester of school. And then you're like, oh yeah, here, by the way, learn your multiplication. Learn division.
2 times 2 = 2. What?
Yeah.
I just saw something the other day. It was like, I don't know the percent, and I want to misquote a percent, even though percents are made up on the spot, so are statistics, but... What is it? It's like a quarter of millennials, which the sad thing is, so the millennial thing, you do know that we fall into that, right?
By like I refuse to go with that.
But we fucking fall into that by like a year.
It's like a year.
Did you see that? So the thing that, what's her name? Has the dog Blanche with Wolf Aliza. Wolf Daddy? What's his name?
Smokey Husky. It's Aliza or Eliza.
She started a tagline called Elder Millennial. Have you seen this? No. It's great because she's around. She's like a year younger than we are or some shit. And she is not too dumb. I mean, she's got some femmy views on some things, but her head's in the right-ish place. Anyway, so what I'm trying to fucking get at here, and it goes back to the education thing, is that so millennials have now, like, let it show that they believe that only like 2 million-ish Jews were fucking killed during the Holocaust.
This week, yeah, but you can also look at the public school system and
we'll try to expunge the fucking Holocaust.
They don't get taught history. Half these kids out there don't even know like the Emancipation Proclamation
or the Constitution.
The
shall not be infringed, Declaration bitches.
Of Independence. You know, all that kind of stuff. Kids don't know anything about that
fucking
these days.
Hashtag taxes is theft. It's fucking true. Because I saw something the other day on Instagram, and it was like, what our forefathers set out was to, you know, were to happen today, there would be no federal income tax, no Federal Reserve, no David Hogg, fuck you. None of this.
And his sister, because she's just as bad.
Is that the fucking bald-headed one wearing the Cuban jacket?
No, that's some other bitch.
Okay.
She was one of the ones who was bullying the kid.
Oh, is that... You talking about the Cuban... You saw that thing, right? I'm not the only one that fucking saw this with the Cuban flag. I mean, I know. Instagram fucking saw it. When she was giving that speech.
Yeah.
She's wearing a fucking Cuban flag. Mm-hmm. Sitting there talking about people's rights being violated. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, she was... Yeah, but it's come out that she was one of the kids bullying the kid.
Yeah, did you see the thing? It's like, yes, I, you know, well, she pretty much, okay, well, I fucked that up. She pretty much admitted that she was involved with bullying the kid, like you said.
Yeah.
And she's like, I don't paraphrase this, I'm going to fuck it up because I can't remember the exact quote, but it's like, yes, I may have participated in bullying him, but you didn't know this kid? Bitch, you still fucking bullied the fucking kid.
Exactly, your actions do not at all excuse you. You know, like, hello.
Okay, here's the thing. Would you have a problem with clear backpack?
No, not at all.
Would you
give a fuck less? You
would
know
you fill it with condoms?
No.
Did you see one of the kids?
I'm not gonna act like a child about it. God
one
damn.
One of the fucking children did that. He filled
one. They were. Well, they, all did? They filled it with pads, tampons, condoms. What was another one I saw?
Glass dong set.
No, what was it? There was another one along the lines, but they're just filling it up with stupid ass shit because it they feel it violates their rights, and girls are losing their shit because no, it's so embarrassing to people. No, we have our periods. Girl, come on.
Bitch,
everybody
read
knows
a
we
fucking,
get on. Get over
read
yourself.
Read a fucking biology book.
Yeah, but it violates our rights. But yeah, clear backpacks or mesh backpacks because they have mesh backpacks too. They have been around since we were in school because a lot of city schools had to have
yeah,
them.
Yeah, the mesh drawstring backpack? Yeah, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of fucking like public places.
Yeah.
Like water parks
a lot
and
of
shit.
Companies and stores make their employees
and they're
use
gone
clear or mesh.
Okay.
So no, just so they make so in that case they know people aren't stealing from them.
True, I gotcha. Yeah. Speaking of gun-free zone shit. There is a fucking thing in Ready Player One that I made a comment during the middle of the movie where the antagonist at the end of the film goes to the stacks where the main character or the main, where they chase the main character pulls out a gun, okay, lifts it in the air and everybody like ducks and I'm like, oh, it's perfect, it's a gun-free zone because nobody has a fucking weapon except for the cops. But in 2 months' time, they'll say, oh, you know, cops shouldn't have guns because they're violently racist and shit. But, yeah, I just thought that was kind of, that was a random fucking thought with the clear backpack fucking delineation thing. I wouldn't have a fucking problem. I mean, shit, well, we, mostly me, and, well, you too, you did too, because I guarantee your school had, I'm trying not to name your school, your school had a dress code too, didn't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. And not that it was like a, it wasn't like, we're,
but
you know,
you also got to remember where I went to school.
Well, also, like, where Todd finished up school is they had an even more strict one than we did because they actually had like a uniform. And then their sister school had a uniform.
And thing is, though, is I would honestly prefer that.
I
would love it to, you know, because some of the schools here.
Would you hear about... Oh,
actually
of,
have it. And I would
of,
love to have
speaking
her
of uniform shit. Recently in the news, some 17-year-old girl or whatever, I think, I don't know exactly her age, I'm probably going to...
The one with no bra?
Yeah, I told you, yeah, Band-Aid nipples.
I wanted to smack the piss out of her. I'm
you
like, what do you fucking
shit?
Expect?
No
I mean,
shit.
I don't agree with how the school handled it. However, at the same time, you are a 17-year-old teenager. Get your shit together.
Fucking,
wear a fucking bra.
You know what the fuck happens at 17? Warm-ups are ripping. There's
exactly.
Fucking...
Like, we're not just talking about, you know, a midriff shirt or a bra strap showing. We're talking about boobs and
we're talking
nipples
about,
and all that sort
about,
of
we're talking
shit.
About network
come
network.
On!
We're talking about Jen Aniston mid-90s network nipple going on here. Or fucking Penny from early seasons of fucking
you know,
Big Bang Theory.
Stop being some lazy hippie shit bullshit. You know, wear a
oh,
bra
hashtag,
in school. Stop,
hashtag
know,
burn bra. Stop shaving.
Yeah, but you're just asking for trouble. You know, you're asking for the attention first off. You know, no matter what anybody wants to say, you're asking for attention when you're not wearing a bra. Plain and simple. Whether it be good attention or bad attention.
Is that what you're fucking doing around the house?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Notice me. Notice me, please.
I sit 2.5 feet from you.
But you know, then you see her turn around and she's causing a giant hissy fit over it. Well, just wear a bra and it satisfies this whole
I
thing.
Don't
worry about it. But I don't agree with how the school handled
well,
it
true,
at all.
Yeah.
That was, they were very out of line.
I don't understand where the fucking disconnect is happening with mm-hmm. with everything. Because here's the problem. No, all the people that are our age, aren't their kids aren't yet yeah, this age, but what is it? The people before us? They're raising their kids to be fucking retarded?
No, it's... I mean, it's people right around our age. I mean, shit, I know people our age who have teenagers. So, I mean... It kind of... You know, it's us and people a little bit before us.
I don't...
I mean, look at some of the kids you work with.
Well, I was just going to segue into that. Nice transition. the people I fucking work with. I don't understand what it is. Maybe because they weren't raised during a war? Hold on, before everybody fucking jumps on me about that shit. It also may be a failure on us, because we, you know, my, I hate to say my generation, but, yeah, well, okay. My generation of fucking soldiers and Marines were raised on two different fucking wars, and a majority of us joined because of fucking 9/11, mm-hmm. or, you know, yeah, it was mostly 9/11.
Yeah.
Actually, it was probably about 98% 9/11.
Well, yeah, people our age, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And even guys like, you know, like, younger, those guys that are 25, 26, 27 years old, they, you know, they may have joined in 08, but, I mean, shit. That was the, 08 was the year before, like, the one of the bloodiest years in Afghanistan, or 2 years before, well, 2010 was considered one of the bloodiest years in Afghanistan. That's from, you know, October 01 till whatever the fuck, we're still doing it. You know, yes, Iraq was starting to draw down and everything like that, because, you know, the surge had ended. And, you know, we were starting to, well, we weren't really starting to pull out, thanks Obama. But we all got so used to, experiences may vary, but, you know, some of us were home for 15 months, or gone for 15 months, and then back for 9, or gone for 12, back for 10, or gone for, like, for me, you know, gone for 6 to 9.
Yeah.
Back for 6 to 8, gone for, you know, 9. You know, I got really, really, really used to that.
Yeah.
And we had, you know, troopy level guys that were pushing out with us that would, you know, come back, and, you know, we as, you know, higher ranking dudes didn't really, man, this sounds horrible, we didn't really have to teach them that much, because our lower enlisted guys were the ones that were cracking skulls and were teaching these guys shit, because they had been there, and they realized that if you don't fucking do your shit, you don't die. The good guy next to you gets fucking shot.
Yeah.
And now, you know, especially being in a unit that doesn't do combat rotations, say what you guys fucking want, you don't.
No, there hasn't been a combat rotation for them in years.
Yeah. I mean, the last one I saw on the fucking board was Kuwait.
I don't know.
Like, and Iraq for like 20 minutes. Yeah, it's like Iraq for like 20 minutes and then fucking Kuwait or whatever
Kuwait
the fuck.
Kuwait doesn't count as a combat zone.
Kuwait doesn't fucking count at all. Last time I was in Kuwait was 2007, so it's 11 years ago. Jesus.
Yeah, that's only a
year. It was like a two. Well, yeah, that was just in and out.
Yeah.
Was it 07?
Yeah, but,
shit, I don't remember.
Back to it though, I mean,
is it a generational gap? Is it a parenting gap? Like, I got guys.
I think it's both, honestly.
I got guys that joined, and they don't know dick about the fucking fighting that went on in Afghanistan and the fighting that went on in Iraq.
Well, you gotta remember, though, too, is, you know, the war caused a rift as well. You had your folks who are very patriotic and very much a supporter of our military, but then you had the flip side of the peace, love, hippie movement that wanted nothing to do with it, and the schools didn't want to teach about it, and they still don't want to teach about it.
It's like glossing over fucking Vietnam, not comparing Iraq and Afghanistan to Vietnam, so nobody get crazy about that shit.
No, but no one wants to talk about it.
It was a police action.
You know, but you've got a generation of kids that they're being right now. Because I see it with our daughter. You know, I see the kids that she goes to school with. And these parents are our age. And they... I really don't get it, because I see the way that they are raising their kids. I mean, these kids are 7 years old, 8 years old, and they could curse out a sailor. You know, they're talking about sex.
I've worked with sailors.
It's like, why?
And sailors only talk about sex with... Never mind.
I'm fucking a smart ass. You know, but it's one of those things where it's like, why or when, actually, did parenting just, like, drop? You know, when did morals drop?
I'd say...
You know.
Really late 1990s, early... What do they call it? Aughts?
2000s.
Okay, that'll work, too.
2000s?
Double aughts. It means 00. Anyway, so it's like 007. Oh, it works. I'd say somewhere around there.
Yeah.
That wave of, and I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I know plenty of shitheads that are my age that I'd love to punch in the fucking throat.
Oh, yeah.
But a majority of them still understand what went, you know, marginally understand what went on with 9/11, be it whatever people believe may or may not have happened, or the Iraq War and things like that. But it's just people that are joining nowadays. Have you not picked up a history book?
No, because they're not being taught history. Their history is very watered down now.
I don't know.
Very watered down.
And that fucking internet, which is, don't get me wrong, it's awesome, but it's an absolute fucking curse at the same fucking time. Because it takes everything, and don't get me wrong, I love this kind of shit too, but it takes everything and turns it into a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Even though I appreciate some of the jokes because they're quite funny. But,
yeah, but there's too much
oversaturation of information.
Internet, pardon me.
Internaut?
Yeah, internaut.
Nice.
Internet in lives these days, you know.
Your fucking old boy just got hemmed up for a whole bunch of shit. And then just pretty much admitted in front of Congress that Facebook is a publisher.
Mm-hmm.
Which could cause a world of shit if Congress really wants to push that. They're probably not going to.
No, of course not.
Because that would make them liable for every single image that was ever posted on Facebook.
Yep. And the thing is, though, is it's not just what's posted. They were monitoring conversations through the messenger.
We've known that for years. You and I have dealt with that for years.
Oh, yeah.
So.
But it's just, it's one of those things where it's like, you know, people don't realize just how much shit is out there. And kids don't get that these days. You know, that's, you know, a massive issue with these younger kids is they don't understand that you put a picture out there and it's out there forever now.
Here's the thing, though. Don't you think the generation before us said the same thing about us?
We didn't have the internet back
then. That's true. We had.
I mean, if you think about it, we had instant messenger, but that really wasn't a big thing until we were in like 6th, 7th grade, you know, which was what, 97, 98, and then you had to really work for the internet, you know, because someone was probably always on the phone or picking up the line while you're on the internet and disconnects you.
Who's a landline nowadays? I mean, I know a couple people still have landlines.
You know, but it's one of those things where. Yeah, we were warned against things, but nothing like
these days. Isn't it our fucking responsibility, though, to kind of fucking pass on?
Yeah, it should be a parent's responsibility.
What limited fucking
teach their kids, but they're not
internet knowledge we have.
Yeah, right.
Because now you could just fucking Google it. Oh, okay. Yeah, I find myself now like in conversations. If I want to fucking use a word correctly, I'd be like, Google, define so and so. Like, okay, that's how you say it. Like, I couldn't say. Partially. I couldn't spell partially. I spelled partially 6 times. And I was like, partially. And fucking thank God my phone got it, but.
Yeah.
Had that fucking issue today. Anyway.
No, the big one with me and the girls lately is how do you say pecan? Is it pecan or pecan?
Like it's like the caramel caramel thing.
Yes.
Here's a good one. One of my favorites that irks the fuck out of me. Euro, gyro, gyro.
Well, if you're from England, they all say gyro.
That's wrong.
And kebab, which cracks don't me up.
Fucking spell that with a couple extra A's.
I love
her,
though. I love
her. Well, going to get some kebab.
Because we'll pick on each other.
It's kebab. It's a bob.
It's kebab. I'm like, no, it's kebab. You know? And I, yeah.
But it's technically it's euro is how you say it.
Well, yeah, right. I'm not gonna like, get fucking, all fancy with it. I'll say euro because I know it's right. But I'm so, not gonna get fancy.
Fuck
it.
The other day when you're like, well, let's get fucking, you know, get some fucking chow, and I'm like, oh, go to Arby's or whatever the fuck, and you know how many people are like, yeah, let's go to fucking Arby's nowadays. They have a euro on the menu.
Yeah, see, I won't touch that though.
And I was gonna fuck. Well, can you imagine it was Arby's tzatziki sauce like? Fucking, gross. I go to Arby's. And I'm looking at the menu, because you get 0.5 seconds to look at the menu before they're, can I have you, bitch?
Alright.
Hold on a second, okay?
You're gonna fuck it up
anyway. I had to watch all these fucking advertisements as I drove up here, trying not to get T-boned by the asshole trying to get a beef and cheddar. And, I see Euro on the fucking menu, and I'm like, ooh. And the fucking speaker starts talking to me. Hey, welcome to Arby's. Would you like to try a gyro? I'm like, fuck, goddamn, I can't even order it. I'm like, I cannot even order it now because this fucking... whatever the fuck's on the other end of this box.
The big one that got me was the other day, and I told you about this, is we were talking about how there's no culture down here as far as food. And then...
no, everything's all fucking fast food or Whataburger.
No, but then it's, you know, we come from New York where you get...
now we sound like snooty assholes because everything in New York, we have culture and shit.
Yes.
Can't have seven rounds in your mag. God damn, can we get
Colorado
pizza?
Too, well, you know.
It's Colorado.
I mean, you can get everything you want, but it is in a restaurant, not fast food.
Yeah,
you
know I'm saying, how many
here, the woman here was like, what are you talking about? There is great food everywhere. You've got the Euro Nook, which is fast food Euros. Like, really, that's not... no. If I want a gyro, I'm going to go to the Greek restaurant, sit down, and eat there.
Here's the thing, though, is that how many... okay, compared to... we're going to go compared to our area back home. How many mom-and-pop shops are around here? Like,
very, very few.
Have you seen a fucking pita pit around here?
No.
Aha! Or, like...
it's not a mom-and-pop place, though.
I know, I got you. But like, there's, like, two of them. Is it a franchise that I didn't know
it
about?
It is a franchise, but they're not as big these days, I don't think. Because I know back home still has it, and I know Colorado Springs had one. I don't even know if it's still there.
But, God, I'm saying, like, good. True mom-and-pop, like, no. Vic and Irv's. Mm-mm. Fucking Abbott's. That's technically a mom-and-pop place.
It is, yes.
It is.
I mean, little...
Tom Wall's.
Little, you know, ice cream joint or restaurant.
Pizza place. Or
pizza
fucking restaurant. Like, fucking,
we don't have that here.
You know, like, we're in Honeoy.
It's all changed.
Be it come and go fucking, you know, restaurants fucking come and go. Growing up, you had Aces. You had the Briarcliff, which is actually where Mark's is now. It's on the backside of what Mark's is now.
I know you don't like Mark's. I love Mark's.
Here's the thing.
Not gonna lie.
I love
Mark's.
Okay, I may have had a fucking bad experience with Mark's. Because I got spoiled, I believe, by Mazza Pizza. And
gotcha.
Then, which eventually became Top Shelf.
Right.
And then, so Mark's moved in the middle of Honeoy, right across from Bald Hill Automotive.
Yeah. See, I like, because they're nice and doughy.
That's my issue. So I only ordered Mark's once, or got Mark's once.
Mm-hmm.
And it had, and, okay, and I know this is probably like a point of contention in our fucking marriage, but I hate the breadstick on the backside of the pizza. Fucking hate
the crust?
Yes, I fucking know. Get rid of the crust.
I like the crust.
I don't like,
especially
okay.
when it's doughy. But it's got to be New York doughy. It can't be this bullshit that they have down here.
Here's the thing, and this is something I hate to say that you haven't done. So you haven't been to the fucking city. You go to the city,
yeah.
Your crust is this long.
I'm not a fan of that, though. I don't like thin crust.
The
you know
fucking
that.
Piece is this big.
Mm-hmm.
The plate's literally there to soak up the grease that's coming off this bitch. There's three fucking plates underneath it, and I'm not talking about stacked on top of each other.
Yeah.
I'm saying, looking like Mickey Mouse's fucked up ass
exactly.
cousin, hold a piece of pizza, and it's this fucking big.
Well, that's just it.
And you gotta roll it or fold it to eat it.
New York City style is one thing, but upstate is another, and I prefer upstate. I do like New York City style, don't get me wrong. I do like
I prefer,
New York City.
Okay, so we're going with that. I prefer upstate wings over anything else.
But I prefer upstate pizza, but I mean, no one can outdo a New York wing. People here will be like, where do you find some good pizza?
You go to Wingstop. You go to B-Dubs. Fuck you. Fuck a B-Dubs. I've been to B-Dubs twice.
The best one yet to this day was, where do you find good pizza? Go to Papa John's. I'm
bitch.
Like, bitch, are you kidding me?
That's a fucking franchise.
You just made some massive curse in New York language.
Okay, how many... think about this. Okay, we're going to exclude fucking Henrietta and fucking parts of fucking East Rochester? Or what? East Rochester is... I can't remember.
East Rochester is... relatively normal.
Yeah, so Easter, Canandaigua,
mm-hmm.
Honeoy,
mm-hmm.
Lima,
yeah,
Honeoy Falls.
Yeah.
How many fucking franchise pizza shops are in there?
Very few.
Because the fucking Pizza Hut and canned egg was gone.
I don't count Mark's and Pontillo's and Salvador's as franchises.
I don't either.
Because they're individually owned.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Technically,
there's only a handful of them left.
Be technically, yes, it'd be a franchise. But those are started in or around the Rochester area. It's not like you're getting fucking Pennsylvania pizza or some bullshit.
Because Mark's is only in the Rochester area.
Yeah, because Mark's...
Pontillo's is only...
Because there's
shit, I only know of the one in Victor and Parrington?
I gotcha. So, and like, you know, in Honeoye, it wasn't till... Was it 2008 or 2009? That we got our first, like, franchise restaurant. It was just a restaurant. Franchise place, and it was Subway.
Mm, yeah.
What other franchise places are in that town? What other franchise places are in?
None.
Fucking West Walworth or.
Well, West Walworth, you spit and you're out of the town.
Exactly. Or like Lima, for that matter. What's in Lima?
Well, these days I don't know.
In a long time, but I'm saying like Avon or because I'm not naming the places that I stomped on. I know you were more up in the city area.
Well,
I know. But...
Actually, one of my favorite places in Avon is at Livingston County Pizza Company or something like that. It's like it's why Kelly told me about it because that's where you can get the gluten free stuff.
I've been to Avon forever.
But their food is so so amazing. Mm. Oh my god, it is so good. Oh,
this turned into a fucking food Avon. Cast. What the fuck's going on here?
I know.
But yeah. Dead air. But yeah, I come down here and you know, I don't know if it's. Here's the thing though, is that every town that I've been in that survives because of a base. Yes, mm-hmm. I said that. Jacksonville had no fucking culture in it. Mm-hmm. Fucking.
We can't complain about Colorado Springs though.
No, because the fucking Colorado Springs had been there long before that fucking base showed up.
Granted, though, if the base did close, it would completely.
Yeah, now because it's webbed, it's weaved. It's
woven
so,
into
thank
the society.
You. It's woven into this into the fabric of the city now. But like I said, Colorado Springs was there a long time before. No. But cities like Killeen and Jacksonville would not. They weren't there until old fucking base showed up. And then every single private that ever went to Korea brought his fucking Korean life back here.
Or Vietnamese.
Oh, let me...
Very large Vietnamese population here.
Let me cut your hair. Let me cut your hair. Okay. That's my eyebrow. It's okay. Right. Better than fuck it.
Yeah, but you can't complain about the Korean stuff because now you can get Korean food here.
I like Korean food. I'm not really complaining about. I don't really have a fucking problem with Korean.
But it's just it's just lack of culture. It really is, and people can say what they want about there is culture here. There isn't.
I mean, maybe is Rancier here or is
yes?
Yeah, because Tejon's the one back over.
Yeah, Rancier's here.
Maybe on Rancier they got some decent fucking places. I don't know.
No, Rancier's the hood. You don't go to Rancier.
Great.
Rancier's the hood.
I'm just saying, maybe
it's like Tejon is the hood.
maybe there might be some decent food over there, but I have on all of like the Yelps and asking my car where to fucking eat, which checking them asking the phone, but I get it. It sounds cool if I ask the car.
Yeah.
It's never brought like every single listing is a franchise. You know, fucking.
It is very far and few between to find a
Muffin tops. You find a lot of those around here.
Oh, yeah, you find. Woof.
Fucking trash humans.
But try to sit there and argue and say that there is culture here when there is clearly none. I'm sorry, the O-Mart does not count as freaking culture.
What
it's
is it,
an Asian. It's the Asian market here.
That's not culture. That's just.
That's just an Asian market.
That's just a commodity market.
Exactly.
Playing to the Asian community
that's
here. And I don't
buy into the Euro Nook as being culture either when that is fast food Euros. I will go to the Greek restaurant because then you can sit down, you can pick your meal, and then, well, you know, you've
what
been
was,
there.
Yeah,
it's
true.
Great food.
What was that place? It changed while we were there.
Oh, the
was it Taste of Jerusalem?
Taste of Jerusalem, and then
legit.
It changed to something else. But
Taste of Afghanistan or some weird shit.
Shawarmas and, oh,
yeah.
God.
That's the last time you had a good shawarma. Like a proper.
When we lived in Colorado.
Exactly, yeah. You can get that shit at street meat in fucking New York City. So good.
Rochester too.
Yeah.
But no, we. I mean.
Did you finish Far Cry 5?
No, I still have.
Epic transition. Faces. What?
Who's the top one there?
Top one's Jacob. Okay. The Gulf War vet.
Yes, I have him to finish.
So. Yeah, we changed gears. Have you noticed that the. Maybe this was just me. So I started where the game initially shoots you down to Jock, because right. That's where they want you to go. But I have buddies who've done Faith first. They've done Faith first. They've done Jacob first, stuff like that. And I talked to them about it, or what I'm about to talk about, and I don't think they saw it. I did. Do you notice that John's area is very heavily saturated with a bunch of shit? And I get it. It's almost like the tutorial area.
Yeah.
But there's more side missions. There's more fucking outposts. There's more main missions and everything like that. And I don't know if you've noticed this.
I don't know. My mission side of things is pretty damn.
No, but as you pass into Faith's area, because you did John and then Faith, and then yeah. You're headed to Jacob, so you don't know how I did it. I felt like by the time I got to Jacob's area, I found myself searching for things to do.
I don't know. I still actually have quite a bit, but I've also just been kind of taking my time going through. I should have finished it. I mean, I took her out and everything, but.
Yeah, but then
I got a little game ADD'd with it.
And you got all pissy and like, I do when you pee. And you stop playing because you got annoyed by something.
I mean, I love the game. Don't get me wrong. I do love the game. But I've just been, I don't know. You know me, though. I kind of do what I want. I don't like to follow the storyline the way they tell you to.
I wanted to burn through it because, well, one, I wanted to be the first one to beat it. Beat the story. Pardon me.
Yeah, but you both. Excuse me.
Of almost 100% of the game. Yeah. Besides doing the collectible shit, and this that one mission, the roadkill mission where you gotta run shit over. Are you fucking kidding me? You know how hard it is to find a deer crossing the road? And even if you're driving.
Isn't that one of the challenges? That's not even a mission, that's a challenge.
No, it's a mission.
Oh, is it?
Because it's what's it called? Streak? I don't wanna fuck this up, because I already bitch about this shit with people in fucking IGN podcasts not knowing facts and shit. So I'm not going to fuck it up too. But there's a mission where you got to go, and I can't remember the name of the place, but you got to run over 4 antlered animals in a vehicle, and then you collect the meat off of them, and then you turn it in back to the guy.
The street meat guy?
Yeah. Such an issue with... Like, I'd be bombing around, just going, and for some reason they put a river everywhere in this game.
They do.
So you just be hot-dogging through the forest, mowing over the little fucking trees and shit, and get attacked by a wolverine. And you go over one hill and you're like, sweet. And you go over the next one and it drops you in the fucking Hebron River. And you're like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, but I haven't had an issue with that so much as, you know, you're going through the trees. And there's trees that you can go through and then there's others that you, wham! Crap!
Welcome to the last fucking 20 years of gaming. Fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Going, god damn it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it fucking... A meme that shows... So, I don't know if you remember this at all, because you really didn't play GTA 5 that much.
Uh-uh.
But, so the trees, you can't run over in GTA 5. They're fucking... They're just, like, literally concrete.
Yeah.
And then you can't stop the fucking train, no matter what you put in front of it. There are a bunch of websites.
Yeah.
You know, when it came out on PC, they modded it, and they put a bunch of shit in front of it to try to stop it. They still couldn't stop. It just plowed through. There's a picture on the fucking internet, and it says, where an unstoppable force meets an immovable object, and it's a picture of the tree in the middle of the train track, and the train's coming at it. Fucking nice. Perfect. Great visual right there, by the way. Yeah, there's no video for this. It's been like that for years. As long as I can remember playing video games.
Yeah.
Like, even as recent...
Well, your Forza game then does that.
Well, fucking...
You can go blasting through some stuff, and there's other...
Even as recent as Forza 3, which is, a game that's locked at 60 frames on fucking 1X. And there's a little name drop right there. You still be bombing along, and bam! Hit a tree. Puppy, bam! Yeah. But, anyway, I think that was a good audio test.
Yeah.
But, so, I don't know if I'm going to make this the first episode or not.
Oh, God.
Because we didn't do an intro, it just literally just started with you talking. And it's just like, and then we were here, it's like, oh my God, Jimmy. So yeah, but this is it. Good times.
This is your intro.
I hope this fucking saved.
podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.